I like your bracelet.
Thank you.
Okay, I mean, you know, how do you want, how would you prefer I start doing this? Because pause, ma'am. Because I try to give you a compliment, and I know you want to say something smart-ass back. Is this what we become in our friendship?
No, it wasn't smart-ass back. It wasn't at all. You just were saying it because it's obviously summer, obviously, and I'm wearing a hat, and it's like a beanie.
I said your bracelet's nice.
But this is like stemming from what we were talking about when we first got on.
Nobody knows about that. Doesn't exist.
Okay, but then where were you going with what you were just saying?
I was just complimenting you on your bracelet. I thought it'd be a nice compliment. You need to live more like your ring. Peaceful.
Okay. How are you?
If you're gonna worry about it, be about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
I just feel like it's very counterintuitive. Do you have the peace flag upside down? Maybe that's why you're always upset.
I'm not upset all the time.
Hey, by the way, welcome to the podcast. This is great. Things are going well so far. Thanks to our friends, the Car Key Experts. We got tickets for the shows this weekend.
Thank you.
The Arlington Draft House. If you want to go to the shows for free, you better donate. But slide in Sauce's DMs and say tickets. That's tickets at Shelby Sauce. But to the Car Key Experts, again, you've heard us talking about these guys for the last 3-4 years. Yeah. I guess last year's, I keep forgetting about the COVID year. So, but like, I think it's the third.
Well, last year doesn't count.
Third tour. So like four years, you get the idea. They've been amazing. So if you ever need help like with locks, please use them. They've supported the tour. They supported the Fisher House.
Fantastic.
Sliding Sauce's DMs at Shelby Sauce.
Yes.
If you're going to the show, the Saturday show, I believe doors are at 6, show is at 7. Mm-hmm. The meet and greet for the first show is going to be when doors open. So you're going to walk in the venue. We're going to be there for meet and greet because when the first show is over, they got a clean house to get the second group in. So I'm not going to have time after the show.
Yeah. It's just, there's going to be so much foot traffic in the entrance. It just wouldn't make sense at all. So this is the easiest way to do it. Sorry.
It'd be a bigger pain in the ass to do outside though. And it'd be hotter.
Oh, it would be so much worse to do outside. So just please understand that this is for your benefit so you won't get as annoyed. And then the line won't be nearly as long because people will just be coming as they.
I think it'll be like nice. It'd be like if airplanes were longer, it'll be maybe like pick your seat quicker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that this is like, I think a fantastic idea. I think is probably how we should do the meet and greets from now on.
Well, we can't do it for the second show. So
that's not what I meant. I meant like for future shows.
I kind of like doing it after the show because it gives like the more of the illusion of like you're looking forward to watching the show, and because I need to be like in my own space. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, second show though, it will be after the show. So there is.
Yes,
that.
It will. Unfortunately,
because that's just how that works time wise. But it's gonna be dope. Arlington Draft House, it is open seating, I believe. So I don't think there's reserved seats. I don't think so. Get there early. You can buy merch online. internjohncomedy.com. Did the tour of the Bay Sox Stadium yesterday. That was pretty dope. That was cool to like to see it. It was hot as balls, but it was cool to see it. And I sent you a photo of the replay screen. For whatever reason, it's like we take a photo of a computer screen sometimes. How it's like it's pixelated,
glitchy. Yeah.
Yeah. Your ass. Please use a better photo. I just said.
Do you think you can get a better picture? Because I wanted to share it.
Oh, I thought you meant like for them to use. And I was like, no, dude, it's oh, okay. That's funny. Classic mix up.
That's why I didn't understand your response, but I was in Target. And
that makes more sense.
And I didn't want to, I had the worst cart at Target. So I was just trying not to even be on my phone and crash into something. Because my cart was so loud that I just didn't even text you back.
Do you know what our problem is? We always assume the other one's being a smartass. And then so the genuine moments are usually missed. Like I say, usually, I mean, all the time.
I literally in the text though said I wanted to share it. Oh, so you thought that I meant since I wanted, I didn't like the picture.
I don't think you said you wanted to share it, or I didn't read that part because I was like mid like walking.
I was also mid walking.
Yeah, but I'm saying like I had people watching. I don't think you did that.
Okay.
Oh, now I have to scroll back.
No, you don't have to.
By the way, I saw this TikTok remind me of you. There were this woman, she betrayed all women. No, you did say it right.
Yes, yes. Finally, I was right about something.
Oh, no, but I was, no, I didn't even bother reading it, though, because I sent you a photo of the actual stadium next. But she was saying, if you want to mess with women, she put out a list of, like, how to mess with women. Okay. Getting girls' heads. Some of them, okay, like, one
That's
of them was,
very nice.
Was like, the at the end of the night, just put her name in a text and don't respond to anything else. Like, yeah, but that's gonna like, it'd be like texting help.
Well, okay, wait. So just send like Jody.
Yeah. And
if
then
you're texting Jody and just say Jody.
Just leave it.
I would think something happened.
But there was two more. One I thought was kind of brilliant. So if like, she's like, if I was with my guy friends, if I was with like, if I was with like Chuck, and I sent you a Snapchat of like, I told my boy how pretty you are, send us a photo.
Okay.
She says that's gonna make the girl think like, okay, he's told my friend that he told his friend that he thinks I'm pretty. I need to like put a lot of thought into this. And then she said, when you send me back a photo, okay, I don't respond for a little bit and just send you back another photo of me and my buddy. They're not saying like how great you look, just like another photo. I think that's kind of genius.
That's pretty messed up. Why are we out here like uncovering secrets? Like we're already, I'm just going to say it. That's really annoying. Send me that TikTok. I'm not going to comment on it. I just want to see it.
excuse me, bitch.
No, it's just like, it's like not cool, you know, because it's like we already like dating right now. It's just such a game for anybody. Mm-hmm. And then there's guys on TikTok. They're like, text her at 11:11. Make her think that it's a lucky thing, like a lucky text.
No, that was her next thing. Her next thing was if she's into astrology. I was like, oh, sauce.
She saw that. That's all over TikTok.
She said, text her at 1:01 or 2:22. So she thinks that she manifested it.
Yes. Yes. That is messed up. And I'm not even saying like I'm not saying like, okay, yeah. You know, you get on TikTok and it's really easy to get onto like manifesting, affirmation, yeah. Mm-hmm. Astrology TikTok. It totally is. Mm-hmm. But like also for people that like genuinely like are into that stuff and like think of like angel numbers or like any of that stuff or like numbers in general, or like someone with OCD. Like I used to have such bad OCD during my first relationship that I would never respond to a text with my first boyfriend because we had such a horrible relationship and it was so toxic when it was an uneven number because like I was so effed up in the head. So it's just like stuff like that. Like we're already like out here struggling. And then like people like, it's not just her. It's like people on TikTok are like, hey, blah, blah. And we do it. We all do it. I do it. I'm like, hey, play these mind games, like blah, blah. But it's still effed up in the end of the day. I'm in a mood. Obviously that set me over.
Let me throw you this one. Cause I saw another, like, I think it was a TikTok. Where it's like the siren one, where it's like the realization, where it's like, it was something, and the way it was phrased, I'm going to butcher it. So it was phrased when I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Where it's like, guys, basically saying guys can't friend zone women. That like society does not like if a guy friend zones, like it's okay. If you friend zone me, it's okay. But if I friend zone you, I'm shallow. I led you on. I play with your emotions. And like, and I was like, man, like that's kind of like a, yeah, that's like in a relationship. Like if you're with your girl and like, she turns down, like hooking up that night, it's like, okay, deal with it. But if you turn her down, it's like, that can be seen as bad thing. Cause you like, what's wrong with her? You're ruining with her self-esteem. Like what are you doing wrong? Instead of like, oh, he just doesn't want to hook up.
It is like a very double-edged sword. Like I think about sometimes I'm like, this is just like, how do we as like a society like back out of this like corner that we put ourselves in, especially like now that like, you know, with social media and like everything, dating has become such a game and no one can just be like, okay, what do you think? Like what, like blah, blah. Like if I got ghosted, I would want to know why I'm ghosted. Like I'm that idiot, but it's like they ghosted you. Like they're not going to respond. But now it's just like so normal for people to be like, this is fine. But granted, like I also think that like, if you go on a date with someone you met on the internet, you don't know that person. Do you really owe them an explanation? But at the end of the day, like I would want an explanation, but I'm also like in the frame of thought that I don't know you well enough to really owe you an explanation. But then again, I'm not respecting your time or you're not respecting my time. It's just, nothing. I can't make sense of it. I can't make sense of any of it. That's why I'm single probably. Cause it's annoying.
But I still think there's a double standard about the friend zone thing. 100%.
No, that's totally
that goes
true.
Back to like, you know, Lena Dunham. I don't get why people like her. I don't. I get like she's probably a great writer. I'm sure Girls is a great show. I've never watched it. She's a very problematic person. Like take away the dog adoption thing. That's like
what I was about to say.
But like she was saying like the Met Gala years ago, and Odell Beckham Jr., who if you don't know is wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns, like one of the greatest athletes like in the NFL. Like, she apparently sat next to him at the Met Gala and, like, tweeted out later that he wouldn't even acknowledge her because he's clearly not her, what kind of woman that he's looking for. And it's like, maybe he just didn't know who you were and, like, just didn't want to say hi. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like that kind of thing where it's like, I do think there is a bit of that double standard where it's like, yeah, you can friend zone a dude, but if I friend zoned a girl, I think it's a far worse look for you to friend zone somebody than for me to friend zone somebody.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Lena Dunham, that's just like, she's just the exception because there, I don't know, like I took a lot of gender inequality classes where like sometimes there would be like, obviously that's going to happen sometimes. I'm not saying like, whatever. We're not going to.
Michelle also said, Justin Bieber's What Do You Mean is a song about date rape. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because it's when you nod your head yes, but you want to say no.
You shouldn't even talk about Lena Dunham. She's just
I was like, you're an idiot.
She's just a lot. She's a lot. So
by the way, the reason I kind of bring all this up in a nutshell is because your boy Eric is so he's got something. Should I call? Oh man, he'd hate it. If I called him right now, he would hate it because he would answer yes. He would answer.
What, I don't even know what it's
because
about.
Because he casually put in his so for the show, like people send me emails of like what's in their lives. Eric has sent an email like that he and a friend went to three restaurants over the weekend. I'm like, clearly a girl.
Three?
Yes, like three in one night, and which is kind of, I don't know, whatever. I was like, clearly a female. But like then he goes, but I want to talk about it. I'm like, then don't put it in the rule for me is like if you put it in a work email, it's fair game. So we're going to bring it up. And he, like, when it was, we're teasing that, he goes, I bet you're seeing somebody. You're not telling anybody. I'm like, that's a you move, Eric. I would tell somebody. He goes, who would you tell first? I was like, probably Sauce.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was offended.
If you told Eric, like, Eric will ask me, like, I love Eric to death. Eric is just like, when I think of a Taurus, I think of Eric, which makes no sense.
A Taurus or like, tourist?
Taurus.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm sorry. I can't talk ever. Whatever. So I think of Eric. Like Eric is just like Eric, but he's also like very lovable.
He is.
He's very caring.
Yes.
But also like today he texted me and asked how I was. Like, and he was like, I don't remember exactly how he worded it. I was like, oh, you know, hanging in there. And he was like, he always like gives me like unsolicited advice. Like he asked me how I was doing. I said hanging in there, and he's like, you really need to go out there and try harder. And it's like, you asked me how I was doing. I don't need this, Dad. Like, and it's just like, my dad does the same exact thing. I'm just like, okay.
It's like, he sees you drowning. He's like, hey, swim harder. Duh.
Yeah, that's what he does. But he like is like a very like genuinely caring person.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Eric is like, he tries not to show that he cares, but he does. But yeah, he was probably like offended that you wouldn't tell him first, but you can't tell him first. Cause he'd be like, well, are you like, and cause he wants to know all his details, but then he also assumes things. And then he puts your relationship at like the 1 year point when it's at 2 weeks.
I mean, when I went through my last breakup, everybody, this was actually a joke in two tours ago, but it's true. Like everybody thought they knew how. Like it was like, you know, he's wearing, like I started dressing differently, started like working out more. Eric's was, I was drinking Red Bull. And like that to him was, that's it. Yeah. Like Eric is the guy where he'll get the right answer, but he shows it's working properly, but he somehow still gets close
but
enough.
But the answer is right.
So it's like partial credit. But I think I told you, I can't remember if I said it, I must have been off the podcast, but I was like, if I was dating somebody and like, let's just say nobody knew, like I happen to make a mistake on the air, like push a wrong button, he'd be like, it's because he's dating somebody. Like that, his eyes off the ball. And I knew this would happen. And I'm like, but you told me today. Yeah, but I knew this would happen. And then, break up with her because the show is going to hell. You push the wrong button, your eyes off the ball. And that would be 100%.
That's a fact. Like, I don't say fact lately. Like, that's actually what would happen.
It's like he had Eric, again, I love him. He had told me like a month ago, like, you know, you gotta be worried about hockey season. I'm like, Eric, it's June. Like, you know, it's.
Yeah. He just cares.
He
shows
care.
He cares in such like a different way, and that's why he's great.
I don't even know how we got on this, but that was.
I don't know.
Because I was talking about the dating thing, because I think you had sent me that long DM that guy sent you about wanting to fly you somewhere.
Oh, I ended up blocking him, and I wasn't going to. So at first, I got this DM yesterday from a guy that I have told several times that I'm not interested. which that happens to anyone, you know, sometimes you, and I think it like, and again, you're just talking about this, but I do tend to think it probably happens more to women than men, but there'll be like a lot of people in women's DMs. They'll keep asking you out. And I don't know if they think that like a month from now, 2 months from now, I'm going to change my mind. And yeah, that does happen sometimes. That totally happens. But I think that like on Instagram, it's different than in real life. Like if I saw a bartender once a month and he kept asking me out, maybe 3 months from now, I'd be like, okay, maybe.
Sure.
Because I've seen him. I've seen him in person. I've maybe talked to him. Cool. But on the internet, I just think it's different. It's like we didn't meet on Hinge. It's just the same thing over and over again. And this guy used to send me these very long DMs asking me out, saying how he knew some of our mutual friends. And it just made me kind of uncomfortable. So I would just say, no, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just really not interested. I was like, but thank you. I do appreciate it. And I'm always very nice back. And then yesterday, I guess he moved somewhere and he sent me a very long DM again. And I said, thank you. But like I've said before, you know, you scroll up, really not interested. Like I've told you several times.
Go back and like old messages.
And he literally just like was like, okay, well, I would think that if someone wanted to like fly you out and treat you the way that you like talk about being treated, that you would actually take somebody up on it for once. So I just blocked him. I'm so sick of people putting their own, like projecting their own ish on me on
men.
The internet in my DMs.
Yeah. You mean men? You mean men?
It's like people in general, really. Yeah. I'm not saying men. I don't hate men. I don't hate men.
But I'm saying like in this instance though, I think dudes get it mixed up where it's like you do all the things right that you check off all the boxes, but at the end of the day, if she's not interested, it doesn't make a difference. It's just like you can't. It's like you can water a plant and till the field and do all the things you're supposed to do to grow a sunflower. It might not blossom, and it's like it is what it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's putting a lot on someone that doesn't owe you anything. And I think that's just rude. I think that because this has happened a lot, and I know that like so many people listening right now is like, this has definitely happened to me, because it's not uncommon. It's not because I'm on the radio. This happens to anybody, literally. And it's just, I just think that's so rude to just, I don't know. It happens all the time though. And I'm over it. And that's why like, I really don't even answer most of my DMs anymore, because it really just started after I moved here. And it's not people in the South. It's still people all over the country. I can't take it anymore.
Well, I think the thing is, especially because originally I was going to say when you were bringing this up, it's like, yeah, but sometimes like, because I've been in spots where like the person really hasn't said no. It's just been like, we're following. I'm like, fair. I can't tell if they're fading me or not, but it sounds like you actually said no. Because that's the thing too. Sometimes like you ask, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of busy. Okay. But that's it's fair. Like, if you don't say no, but you've never been one to, you tell me no all the time. When I ask you something that's funny. So I don't think this is your problem.
I just think it gets very strange, because I've noticed with some of those people that I'm like, sorry, no, I'm just like, I'll say no, but thank you, or no, I'm not interested. And then they'll unfollow me and refollow me, and they'll keep doing it. And then I start, that's why I blocked that guy yesterday, because he does that. I blocked like a few other guys that do it. And it's just like, what are you doing? Like, just, I'm a human. Like, I already have enough stuff going on in my life that I don't want to think that you're going to find me.
Yeah, I get anxiety from it. Like, but it's just not cool. But on the flip side, when people ask me stuff, I get anxiety of like, I don't want to make anybody feel bad. But I also, that's like, listen, young lady, I don't say that because that'd probably be offensive. Like, if you knew me pretty well, do you think I'm in any headspace to start dating? I'm going to try to make up a lie, but the dogs tripped over the damn cord. So what I was saying was, you know, I'm not mentally in a space.
No, I don't think you are. And I'm sorry that I don't agree that you are at all.
But we're on the same page. I said,
yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'm sorry that like I couldn't be more supportive, that like I think that you could get back out there, even though like I know you think that you can't, but I really like don't think you can.
It's not even just like there's been a lot this year, but just there's a lot just in unpacking the last couple of years. I'm like, I've really done a good job putting my head down and just plowing through, and now I've kind of gotten to somewhere I want to be. I'm like, well, now what?
Yeah, and then you're still carrying around all that baggage of putting your head down, not dealing with it. So I think therapy could be really good for you. So
thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
You can't say therapy and then giggle and then boom.
Oh, I don't mean like that. I just think it could be great for you. And I'm excited to see what wonders it does for you when.
Can I ask you a really important question?
Yes.
What do you think about me wearing like more athleisure gear during this? Because I'm wearing my Under Armour thing I got at the Leesburg outlets. I feel like it makes it seem like perhaps he came from the gym, perhaps he's going to the gym, or maybe he's just ready for a game to break out.
Is it long sleeved?
Yeah, because I went to the gym.
Are you hot?
Damn Skippy.
I mean, I like athleisure gear, but like, what are you wearing? Like, are you wearing shorts with it?
I'm clearly wearing pants for the podcast.
I'm wearing
shorts because I want to get in better cardio for the Leesburg show. Not the Leesburg show, Jeepers, the Bowie show.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot. I mean, it's going to be hot. It's going to be outside.
What?
It's going to be hot and outside.
That's true. What are you going to wear for it then?
Probably the same. I'm trying to figure out a couple of things of like how to like enter and stuff like that. So.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because it's a whole, that's like the, it's funny, like every week of the show, like Riley, and I love Riley. She's like, are you excited for the show? I'm like, I don't get excited until maybe 30 minutes before I'm on stage. Because it's all like making sure everything else is set before then. So it's, and this is the first show of this kind they've done at the venue. So it's a whole different set of, not problems, but like figuring things out. And the day of the show, it's all on me. Everybody's going to be asking me what to do. So that's
all the logistics.
Also, my family's coming to town. I told my mom yesterday, I'm very excited for the comments. I mean, dope. I'm like, I'm just not going to be at my house. Like, I think they're coming in on my mom's like, we're coming Thursday. I'm like, I'm not going to be here. Like, I'm going to stay at the venue, like near the venue. I'd be dope to stay at the venue. That'd be cool.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway. I mean, I think it's going to be really cool, though. Like, it's going to be, I don't know, like you've been talking about it for so long, and it's going to be just like a really cool opportunity and experience. And I mean, I'm excited.
3 years. So I actually met the guy I met Phil, who hit me up 3 years ago about doing the show there.
Oh, wow.
So it finally worked out. We're still trying to figure out too, like, I don't know, maybe I should do it. I'm trying to figure it out. Cause the real crappy thing about, most of the show, well, the first leg of the tour is that those shows were booked during COVID. So it was booked with social distancing. Like the Leesburg show, if you were at it, the first time we were at Leesburg, it was like stadium seating, chairs instead of tables. And like then it was like COVID, so they made it work. And then when COVID got lifted, it's like we really couldn't, I don't want to change the seating layout because people like pay for those seats. Yeah. The Bowie show, like there's going to be, I think each seat is spaced out like six in between. So it's going to look empty-ish. Like it's sold out. So I'm contemplating opening up so it's like, three seats, like instead of being eight seats between people or six, whatever it's like two just to get more people in there. So we raise more. I don't know. That's another issue entirely, but.
Okay. I mean, I get it.
So anyway, hey, thanks for watching. Make sure this weekend, send Sauce DM.
Yes.
At Shelby Sauce. Tickets
Shelby
is the word. If only if you know you can go to the show this Saturday.
Please.
Yeah. DM tickets and then what show you want. We'll do it that way. Yes. So watch today's podcast, watch.shower.com. Follow Sauce.
Yes, at Shelby Sauce.
Follow me at Intern John Radio. We'll see you on Friday.
Bye. These oddball thoughts he has will sometimes get a pass when Intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And Sauce. I feel like my nostrils are flaring.
It's, you gotta wait till it.
I'm sorry. I had to say it.
Damn it. We'll see you. We'll see you Friday. This is the After Podcast. Goodbye.
Recording stopped.
Well, have fun.
With what?
The video.
Okay. I mean, I don't know why you're acting like it's such a bad thing.
No, I mean, it's fine. Like...